Om Shanti. 26 January 2020. Today's effort. If you have any type of heaviness or burden, do spiritual exercise. Be a karma yogi. 1 minute. That is one who has adopted a corporeal form and play your part in the corporeal world. So if you have any heaviness, be a karma yogi. So this is the Sakari corporeal form of karma yogi. The next minute, be a subtle angel and experience being a subtle form. That is Akari, as an angel, a resident of the subtle region. The next moment, be incorporeal and experience being a resident of the incorporeal world. That is Nirakari, and the resident of the incorporeal soul world. By doing this exercise, you will become light and heaviness will finish. So today, Baba is teaching a spiritual exercise. And when you have to do spiritual exercise, if suppose you have any burden or heaviness, so if you experience any burden and heaviness, Baba is telling us to do the spiritual drill, the spiritual exercise, the spiritual endeavor, effort. First, Sakari, be a karma yogi. Second, Akari, be an angel, resident of the subtle region. And third, Nirakari, incorporeal, be the resident of the incorporeal world. So this exercise of Sakari, Akari and Nirakari, Baba says, do this exercise. If you feel any burden, any stress, any bondage, so this is a wonderful exercise. And this is to be done not just at Amrit Vela, but throughout the day. To be Karma Yogi is a wonderful thing. To work and to remember Baba. Baba has often said that you are not someone who will just sit and do yoga. You are not sitting yogis, but you are moving, walking and talking yogis. So, becoming Karma Yogis, then experiencing the stage of angel, where the body is light, soul is light, that's the double light stage. And third is the incorporeal, that is the Nirakari, formless stage, where you are the resident of the soul world. So in the first, we are the resident of the earth. Second, we are the resident of the subtle world. And third, we are the resident of the soul world. So the gross world, the subtle world, and the original place, Moolvatan, from where we had come. Experiencing all the three places, Baba says, this is the way to become free. This is the way to experience lightness. This is the way to get rid of all the burden, all the bondages, all the heaviness. So this is the spiritual drill. So every day Baba tells us new drill. So we should be doing new drill every day. And this one word you should remember. Which is that one word? New. In today's Avyakta Murli, Baba talked about newness. This is You are the new creation. You are the new creation. You are the new creation. You having new life, jivan. This is a new life. Why new life? Because you have new birth. So your birth is new, your life is new, and you are new creation. Because of this, everything about you should be new. And especially three things. What are the three things that should be new? Our thoughts, that sankalp should be new. Second, sanskar should be new. And third, sambandh, relationship should be new. Your karma should be new. Your dharma should be new. So this is new birth. There should be new life. And life consists of, Baba said, these three things. So everything about you should be new. There should not be any place for oldness. There should not be any old nature, old thoughts, old sanskars, old relationships. Finish off the world old, and bring this new word. Which is that new word? Newness. Baba said, this is what you have to do. Otherwise, there are many Brahmins who are leading this Brahma, Kumar, Kumari life. But Baba said they are half caste. They are, I don't know which play Baba said, but Baba said there is a play where they show half white and half black. So you become Shudra Kumar and Brahma Kumar, half. If there is a oldness, if there is no newness, so there should be total re-engineering of sanskars, total re-modification. In English there is one word, revamping. Revamp, to change everything for the new. So this revamping, this re-modification, this re-engineering, this recycling of the old and bring newness. This is what Baba wants. And if you don't do this, you will not experience four things. What are they? The greatness of Brahmin life you will not experience. Second, specialities of achievements you will not achieve. Third, super sensuous bliss of angel you will not achieve. And fourth, double light stage. If you don't bring newness, you will remain far away from the greatness of the Brahmin life. If somebody is asked, how are you? They will say, yes, we are all right. Because they know that the other person doesn't know what is inside, because the world is extrovert. But in front of Baba, whilst through heart-to-heart conversation, they say that we have become Brahma Kumar or Kumari, but the greatness of Brahmin life is missing. We have become Brahma Kumar and Kumaris, but the speciality of all the achievements is missing. We have become Brahmins, but the super sensuous happiness of angelic stage is missing. Third. And fourth, that double light stage is missing. And what is the reason for all this? Three reasons. What are the three reasons? First is para drishti, seeing others. Second is para chintan, looking at others. And third is para panch, that is engrossing in others' affairs. Baba said, because of these three things, the building becomes weak, because instead of cement, you are using sand. Which is the sand? What is the sand which is mixed? I will see and I will try, others too. I will see. I will think, and others also do it. So these are the three types of sand, which is mixed. And that's why the very foundation becomes weak. And the building can collapse anytime. So, bring newness. Just as newness means to finish the old. Newness means, just as you say, Baba puts the word Avinashi in your every, in your mouth, to make it imperishable. This is the word Baba puts in your mouth. So bringing newness, finishing off the old, getting rid of the old. This is how you have to celebrate the new year. You are new creation, new life, new birth. So new sankalp, new thought, new sanskar and new relationships, new actions, new karma, new dharma. Everything should be new about you. This is what Baba wants. And today Baba has given this new drill, which is today's effort, which is that drill. Practice being karma yogi. Practice being karma yogi whilst you work on this planet, this cross world. So here become karma yogi and keep on doing service while talking with those padayatris, because this was the period in 85. A lot of padyatras, people had walked on foot throughout the India, and there were also bicycle rallies. So all these people had ultimately come to New Delhi, and they met Baba, and Baba said to them that it is not that you finished your seva, you are imperishable or continuous sevadaris, not just 2 months or 3 months. Now the world has seen you, your yatra. Now they should see you as a spiritual travelers, not just the physical travelers. You stay in the pilgrimage of remembrance and make others to stay in the pilgrimage of remembrance. Now become Ruhani Yatri, now become spiritual Alaukik Yatris. This is what you have to show. They should feel that as if these are the angels. They should feel as if they are the angels walking on earth, and they do not belong to the earth. They walk above the earth. So give them this vision. The 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita has started. Baba said, the last canto of Bhagavad Gita, the antim, the last adhyaya, has already started. So be careful. So on this earth, while working, always feel as if you are karma yogis, always stay away from paradrishti, parachintan and parapanch, and keep on walking, staying with him, hand in hand with him. Also Baba, while talking with parties, he said, what do you call yourself? You are master, almighty authority. You have heard a lot, now imbibe it. You have heard a lot, now imbibe it. You and Brahma should appear similar. It should not that Brahma should look different and you look different. Both are almighty authority. Yes, at one point of time Baba said, you are addicted to seeing others. So see Brahma, he is also other. He also belongs to the category of other. So if you like so much to mimic, to follow, to ape, to imitate, to emulate somebody, do the spiritual mimicry. Spiritual mimicry. Mimicking Brahma. Because he is also other. So just as he was Master Almighty Authority, you also become the same. So that's what talking with parties. Baba talked with those group of ralliers and the Murli, entire Murli is on newness. Finish the old, bring the new. So the first thing in today's drill is to become Karma Yogi. Remembering that we are imperishable, Avinashi, we are Sevadharis, we are working. We are one, we belong to one, we are having stable and constant stage, Ekras Stiti, and we have to reveal the one. Remember all this. This is how you have to celebrate the Golden Jubilee. It's not that only those who are in 50 years in Gyan, they will celebrate, but all of you have to celebrate this Golden Jubilee. This is the Golden Jubilee of every Brahmin, not just who have completed 50 years in Yajna. So, be Karma Yogi. That is the first part of the drill. The second part of the drill is be an angel. Be an angel. As Baba said to Padyatris, that people should see you as an angel. As angels are walking. And as Baba said, if you bring newness, you will have those four things. And the fourth was double light stage. Happiness of the angels, the third. Otherwise, you will be half caste Brahmin. Otherwise, you will be half Brahma Kumar and half Shudra Kumar. What is Shudra? Shudra means? What does the word Shudra means? What is the word Shudra means? Shudra means? Lowest caste. Malich. Pariyas. Shudra means low caste. Shudra means untouchables. Shudra means? Shudra means who should not be touched. They are known as untouchables. They are malich, dirty. They are even shadow should not fall on us. In Indian, there was a caste system, and the highest were Brahmins. The second were warriors, the third were businessmen, and the fourth were Shudras. So they used to do lowest work, scavenging, cleaning, and they were not considered as a high class. They were the lowest class, illiterate. They had no right even to study scriptures. They had no right to sit amongst Brahmins. They had no right to chant Vedas. They had no right to mix with the high class society. So they are the lowest. According to the Varnashram, four class system by Manusmriti, these were the lowest type of people, doing the lowest work of scavenging, of cleaning the dirt, the filth. They are known as Malich. In Islam, they are known as Kafirs. The Baba says, if there is no newness in your life, you are what? You are Shudras. You are dirty. You are Shudras. So half, just as they show some play, I don't know which play he is talking of. Which is the play? Half white and half black. There must be some play. Right side and white, left side. So Baba said, the second drill is be an angel. Get away from the body. This earth, body, bodily relationships, the language of the body, the land of the body, the sanskar of the body, the desires of the body, the indulgence of the body, the sense gratification, the gratification of the body, the religion of the body, the relationships of the body, everything that belongs to the body, you transcend everything, you go beyond everything. Everything which is body is left behind. Everything that is body, you don't touch. You move as an angel above the ground. So don't touch the ground. Don't come here. Because once you touch the ground, what happens? You become dirty. The dirt, the filth, should not touch you. Remain uncontaminated, unadulterated, unspoiled, spotless. And the third drill is, I am the resident of the soul world, Nirakari. I am the resident of the incorporeal world. I am the incorporeal soul. So Sakari, Akari and Nirakari. This world, subtle world and the incorporeal world. Baba wants us to become this. So when you have to do this, if you have any type of burden, if you have any type of heaviness, keep on practicing this spiritual exercise. Just as that exercise helps one to lighten, to freshen up, this exercise will fresh you up. This exercise will rejuvenate you. This is spiritual rejuvenation. So do spiritual exercise that will make you strong, that will build your spiritual muscles of the soul. Spiritual muscles. Soul has become spiritually weak. If you want your spiritual biceps and triceps to be strong, you should do this spiritual drill, this exercise, this spiritual endeavor, effort, practice. So first, be a karma yogi 1 minute. That is, one who has adopted a corporeal form and play your part in the corporeal world. So while staying in the corporeal world, I am a karma yogi, doing the work and yet I am detached. Doing the karma yogi yet connected with Baba. Doing the work yet with the feeling of being a trustee, with the feeling of being a detached observer. Doing the work and yet there is a selflessness and yet there is a feeling of being an instrument, a divine channel, a spiritual instrument. Next moment, be a subtle angel. I am the angel means I am light. I am the angel means I am unattached to the body. I am the angel means I am wearing that colorful, flimsy dress of an angel. One who has adopted an experience being a subtle form, a resident of the subtle region. So that's the second. And third, Nirakari. And the second, next moment, be incorporeal. Incorporeal means? Incorporeal means, corpus means body, corpus means corpse is a dead body. Incorporeal means without body. Incorporeal means formless. Incorporeal means bodiless. Nirakar. So I am the incorporeal soul, an experience being a resident of the incorporeal world. I do not belong to this world. This is not my world. This is a world of strangers. This is Ravan's world. I do not belong to this world. My home is there, up there. I have come from there and I have to go up. I am here only for a temporary time. I am here only for a transient time. Once I finish my work, I have come for a special work. I have come for a very, very special mission. Once the mission is finished, bye-bye. I have nothing to do with anyone here. I come, I work, I go away. Unattached, untouched, intact. So by doing this exercise, you will become light. You will become what? Light. Without any burden. And heaviness will finish. So, again, just one or two lines about today's Murli. So Baba talked about newness. Newness in sanskars, newness in relationships and newness in sankalp. Then, in order to bring this newness, you have to finish all that which is old. And yes, Baba gave one more example. If somebody is king and he has the sanskar of a beggar, how that son of the king will call himself a prince? Not possible. You are the children of king. So you cannot beg. Amritasya putra. You are the children of immortality. He is the ocean of immortality. How can you beg? How can you be weak? He is the almighty authority. You are the master almighty authority. So get rid of this sanskar of begging. Bhikaripan. Get rid of the sanskar of asking, pleading, beseeching, falling down, bowing down. Remove the spiritual beggary. Sanskar of being a spiritual beggar. This paupery, this beggary. Don't be that. Yes, one more thing. Baba talked about swastik and Ganesh. This swastik denotes your stage. Stiti, your register should show this, your ledger. This swastik has point. So, to get situated in this stage is the stage of your Brahmin life. So begin, be a Ganesha and begin everything anew. Being situated in your swastiti and begin everything new. So this is Diwali, so bring a new ledger, new register, new account, open a new account, being a Ganesh and follow this swastik. Swastik and Ganesh. That means that you say, get situated in your stage of being knowledgeful and then you do everything. If you do this, then sankalp and safalta will go together. Your thought and success will go together. Whatever you think, that will materialize. Whatever you think, that will translate into practice. Whatever you think, that will meet with success invariably, without fail. So you are Ganesha. So keep on drawing that. Sick. So this is what we have to do. This is today's Murli. Plus we saw something about today's effort. Sakari, Akari and Nirakari. If you have any heaviness, practice the spiritual drill. Om Shanti.